The fastest growing metro area was not a tech hub, Hank. It was not an energy boom city. It was right here in Central Florida. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's the Villages, the world's largest retirement community. And it grew at a 5.2% rate, which was far faster, almost double any other metropolitan area in the United States.
That sounds like significant growth. What's behind that?
It's the inflow of retirees, and it's the extraordinary attractiveness of the Villages. On net, they grew by over 5,000 residents in 2013, Nicole, and that was caused by over 7,700 people moving in and some deaths, of course, because it's a 55 and over community. But it's really quite extraordinary. They've been the fastest growing retirement community in the United States for more than a decade.
And now they qualify as a metro area.
Yes, finally. It's very interesting because they stretch across a number of counties and they started in a fairly rural area. So it's very much unlike the way most metropolitan areas grow. And it took a while for the Census Bureau and the government to recognize them as the metropolitan area that they have become.
There were some other Florida metro areas that were high on the list for fast-paced growth for different reasons, right? What are the details there?
Yeah, absolutely. The Miami-Fort Lauderdale-West Palm Beach area grew by almost 65,000, and that ranked at 7th in the nation for growth. And Orlando grew by almost 45,000, and it ranked 10th in the country.
So Orlando squeaked into the top 10.
Yes, for absolute growth. And that was really propelled by a combination of things. First, we have a relatively young population. So about a quarter of the growth was the excess of births over deaths. Then there was also very strong migration from Puerto Rico and significant migration from other states. The reason we get this migration in Orlando at this point in time is the strong job growth that is attracting in labor force age people primarily. There are some retirees, but it's primarily labor force age.
What kind of jobs are we talking about?
Well, primarily in trade and services and in our tourism industry.
Any other areas across the state experience notable growth, according to the report?
Absolutely. What we've seen is now a rebound of the whole Southwest coast. Florida's Southwest coast, roughly from Sarasota and Bradenton all the way down to Naples, was just devastated by the Great Recession and the housing bust. And now that whole area has recovered strongly. It's getting strong in-migration of retirees. It's sort of like the Villages, but spread out along the West Coast in a way. That's the propelling force, and it's great to see that recovery.
Are there any areas in Florida that lost population? And if so, why? What would drive that?
Yeah, there's just one metropolitan area out of 23 in Florida that lost population last year, and that was Tallahassee. It lost 2,300. That came about because state government has contracted, and there's been a cap on university enrollment and university employment. And so the big drivers in the area's economy have been stagnant. And therefore, people have started to migrate out of Tallahassee. Gainesville also just barely squeaked by with positive population growth. Its economy is much like Tallahassee's, and but for an influx of foreign retirees, Gainesville would have also shrunk last year.
Why does population growth matter to Florida, and in particular to Central Florida? Are there economic benefits, and are there any significant economic drawbacks?
Well, there's always trade-offs with everything in economics, but population growth is the main driver of demand. And when we have population growth, we generally have healthy economies. And yes, there are consequences for infrastructure and for schools and other things like that. But generally speaking, from an economic perspective, higher rates of population growth are associated with stronger increases in employment and income and wealth.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thanks, Nicole.